A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Pokemon logo fades in and out on black. A Netflix original film. In a dense jungle, a Pokemon's eye peeks through a large torn leaf. Some researchers walk by.
The mythical Pokemon, Mew.
They say it's extinct, but there have been reports of recent Mew sightings.
The Pokemon Mew flies out and joins a flock of Butterfree.
Those reports haven't been confirmed.
Yes, sir.
There hasn't even been a decent photo taken of it.
Unfortunately true.
The researchers walk through some ruins. In a dark room, light shines on an ancient stone relief depicting Mew.
Oh.
The researchers approach in awe.
It's Mew.
Having phenomenal powers that can cause massive flooding or plant life to bloom in the wild, bestowing some of these powers on humankind.
Is it good or evil?
Is it doing this on a whim?
No matter what, one thing is for certain. It wields great power.
Mew's shadow zooms over the relief. The researchers turn, but no one is there. Later, researchers open a box that contains a tiny fossil.
This is the fossil we just excavated.
It's from the body of Mew.
That's our theory.
Let's get this back to the lab immediately.
If it truly is a Mew fossil,
then we may be able to recreate the most powerful of all Pokémon.
Outside, Mew watches the researchers, then flies away over the treetops toward a mountain. In association with Pikachu Project. Bubbles appear in blue water. A dreamy underwater scape fades into view.
Where am I? Who am I?
Mew suddenly swims past.
Who are you?
Mew spins in the water, speeding toward the surface. It shoots out of the water. A tall mountain looms in the distance.
I cannot forget the world where a certain someone flew away from me.
The mountain's reflection ripples in the water. Bubbles appear again, but this time the liquid is yellow. A Pokemon floats in the liquid, its eyes open, brow furrowed. Above it hangs futuristic machinery. This Pokemon is Mewtwo.
Who am I?
Nodes cover its body.
Why am I here?
It floats in a curled up position.
No, I am simply here. That is all. I haven't emerged into this world.
A medical monitor starts to show frenetic activity. Mewtwo opens its eyes, and they begin to glow. The glass tube surrounding Mewtwo starts to crack. The glass shatters. Yellow liquid splatters around the room. Mewtwo still sits curled up in the center of the chaos. The researchers run over, shocked at the explosion. Mewtwo opens its eyes.
It's finally awakened. Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
Telepathy.
Mewtwo, that is your name. We have given life to you using the rarest of Pokémon as a basis. Yes, that is the rarest of the world's Pokémon. Mew.
Mew. Would that be my parent? My father? My mother?
Maybe either, or maybe neither.
Huh?
Your existence is based on Mew, but you were created to be even stronger.
Who created me? Neither father nor mother? Then nature? Then are you saying that I was created by nature?
In this world, only two things can create life: nature and human science.
You did. You humans made me.
It's a triumph of science!
Mewtwo looks from researcher to researcher, confused and alarmed. It looks down at its hands, which begin to emit a faint blue glow.
Who am I?
It remembers Mew flying away.
Where am I?
The researchers hug and celebrate, oblivious to Mewtwo's growing anger. Seething, Mewtwo unleashes a powerful attack. The room darkens, and the humans are thrown to the ground. Mewtwo ripples with power.
For what purpose was I created?
A machine seizes Mewtwo's arms. Electricity shocks its body. It struggles, shaking against the machine. It attacks. The machine explodes. Panic erupts as the researchers run away. Mewtwo seeks a new target. Eyes glowing, it uses psychic power to blow up the other tubes. A screen displaying the stone relief of Mew shatters. Mewtwo turns its attention upward. It sends a shot of purple energy coursing up a wall, creating a fiery crack through the building. Mewtwo raises its arm and uses telekinetic power to crush the massive machine that previously held it. The lead researcher steadies himself against a wall.
Creating the most powerful Pokémon in the world. It was our goal and ultimate dream.
Raging purple fire engulfs the building. In the center of the destruction, Mewtwo emerges, floating above the chaos and flames. It rises, then shoots out a wave of energy in all directions. The building, which is revealed to be on an island, explodes in a massive purple fireball. Waves lap against the island's cliffside. A helicopter speeds toward the island. Inside the helicopter, a Pokémon named Persian sits beside a man in a suit. Mewtwo watches the burning wreckage.
Is this my power? Am I the most powerful Pokémon in the world? Mew, am I stronger than you?
The helicopter lands. Mewtwo turns around, and the man from the helicopter approaches.
It's true that you may be the world's most powerful Pokémon. But the world has one other powerful life form.
The man is Giovanni, leader of Team Rocket.
Humans.
He smiles wryly.
If you were to join forces with humans, the world would belong to us.
The world would belong to us.
However, if you were to simply let your powers loose, the world's destruction would be the only outcome. Your powers must be controlled.
Controlled?
Will you let them run wild? And do to the world the same thing you did to this island?
What must I do?
Suddenly, Mewtwo reappears in a dark room. Robot arms attach futuristic armor to its legs, arms, shoulders, and long tail. Finally, a masked helmet covers his face.
You place armor upon me that protects me, yet holds back my power. After all of this, what do you expect of me?
It's simple. You only need to do what everyone in this world does.
And what is that?
Destruction, war, and conquest.
Giovanni and Mewtwo stand on a balcony facing hundreds of black-clad Team Rocket grunts.
The strong will stand victorious.
Giovanni's helicopter zooms over a canyon where a herd of Tauros stampedes below. Mewtwo, fully armored, stands in the herd's way. It unleashes a psychic attack. The Tauros herd glows blue and starts to float, confused. Mewtwo raises the herd up into the air toward a group of Team Rocket grunts. The grunts throw Pokeballs at the Tauros, suspended in midair, catching them one by one. Giovanni watches from his helicopter. Armored Mewtwo reappears in a Pokémon gym, facing off against a giant rocky Onix. The Onix moves in to attack. Mewtwo stops it with a force field. The Onix struggles, but it is thrown back, hitting the wall and startling its trainer. Onix collapses. An Arcanine appears. It unleashes a flamethrower attack at Mewtwo, who shields itself with another force field. Mewtwo remains unharmed. Arcanine and Nidoking charge at Mewtwo. Mewtwo uses a psychic attack to stop the two Pokémon, suspending them in midair. Their trainer looks on helplessly. Giovanni and Persian watch from a balcony.
For what reason do I fight?
Back in the dark room, red tubes connected to a machine attached to Mewtwo's armor.
For what reason do I live?
Mewtwo looks up as it hears footsteps. It's Giovanni on a balcony.
You are a Pokémon. Pokémon are used for human purposes. They live for human sake.
Are you telling me to fight for you? Is that what you mean? Are you saying I must fight for humans?
You are a Pokémon that was created by humans. What other value could you have?
Value? Who am I? For what reason do I live?
Using psychic power, Mewtwo frees itself from the machine.
What is this? You dare to defy humans?
Giovanni presses a button, and Mewtwo's armor snaps together, forming shackles around its feet and hands. Mewtwo struggles as the machine prevents it from moving.
I was created by humans. But I am not human. And as an artificial Pokémon, I am not a Pokémon either!
Mewtwo starts to glow and rises upward, breaking free of the armor. Giovanni flees. Mewtwo surges with power, and the Team Rocket building shatters in a massive explosion. A tiny ray of light shoots out from the smoke. It's Mewtwo, shedding the last of its broken armor as it soars to freedom. Mewtwo lands on the island where it first appeared. It drops the broken helmet. Mewtwo turns around and looks at the vast ocean, remembering the mountain it saw in a vision.
Who am I? Where am I? Who wanted me to be created? Who asked for me to be created? I despise everything connected with my creation. And so, this is neither attack nor declaration of war. You are the ones who created me, and I will strike back against you.
Its eyes glow purple as everything fades to black. Against a dark night sky, dots of light-like stars come together to form a DNA strand. Mewtwo strikes back. Evolution. In a field of flowers, Pikachu scampers by. It's followed by Ash Ketchum and his friends Misty and Brock.
This young man is Ash from Pallet Town. He's traveling with friends on a training journey, aiming to become a Pokémon master.
They run happily up a grassy hill, coming to a cliffside. The hill overlooks a beautiful sparkling sea, shining in the sun.
I can smell the sea!
The view is great here. Why don't we have lunch?
All right!
Man, am I starving.
Pikachu!
Even after extra helpings at the Pokémon Center this morning?
That was breakfast. This is lunch.
You can't battle on an empty stomach, right? Eating is part of training.
Oh, yeah. You said it. That's our Brock.
Pikachu!
Just be sure to help with setting the table.
Sure. I'm all over it.
Brock stirs a bubbling pot of stew while Misty and Ash set up a picnic table on the hill. Pikachu plays in the grass with Misty's Togepi.
I'm out of gas.
But Ash, you know we're not done.
I'm so hungry I can't move another muscle.
Oh, come on.
Misty, you have to let it simmer slowly until it's just right. You can't rush stew, or Pokémon for that matter.
Oh.
Pikachu teases Togepi playfully with its tail. Suddenly, it stops, noticing something in the sky. There's a Fearow flying far overhead, wearing something around its neck that gives off a glint of light. The shadow of a man approaches. Pikachu, startled, runs back to Ash to alert him. The man points and grins.
Hey, you, little boy! Are you Ash from Pallet Town?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, does that mean we can have a Pokemon battle?
Okay, if somebody wants to battle, why not?
What happened to the guy who couldn't move a muscle?
I can have a Pokemon battle before breakfast, maybe two.
You're forgetting one thing. You're battling before lunch.
Ash and the man ready themselves for a battle. Eager and smiling, Ash grabs a Pokeball and tosses it into the field between them. His Bulbasaur appears. The man throws his own Pokeball, and a Donphan appears, stomping the ground in anticipation. The man gives a command, and Donphan charges at Bulbasaur with a rollout attack. Bulbasaur is thrown, but regains its footing. It unleashes a Vine Whip attack, sending out vines that scoop up the rolling Donphan like a wheel on a track. Donphan attacks with Hyper Beam, and Bulbasaur dodges in a panic. Ash and the man continue to send commands as each Pokemon attacks in turn. With one final blow, Bulbasaur shoots a Solar Beam attack at Donphan. The man gapes in shock as Donphan collapses to the ground, unable to battle. Ash jumps and cheers, then runs to embrace Bulbasaur. Someone is watching him through the scope of a blue lens. It's Mewtwo and a mysterious woman viewing a large screen. The battle continues. Ash throws his next Pokeball, and Squirtle appears. The man sends out a Machamp. Machamp flexes its forearms, then runs and swings at Squirtle, who hops and dodges. Machamp kicks Squirtle, but it lands on its feet. Squirtle uses a Bubble Beam attack. Machamp struggles, then collapses. Squirtle and Ash cheer, then embrace. Frustrated, the man throws three more Pokeballs at the same time. From them emerge a Drowsy, Venomoth, and Pinsir. They charge. Pikachu runs and hops onto Ash's shoulder. Ash commands, and Pikachu leaps into the air, unleashing a Thunderbolt attack. The opposing Pokemon struggle. And a fiery explosion rises into the air. The other Pokemon collapse. The man gapes in shock, then falls to his knees and sobs in defeat. Pikachu leaps with joy.
We just had a weak opponent.
Who didn't know you can't rush a Pokemon?
Meanwhile, Jesse, James, and Meowth from Team Rocket spy on Pikachu.
Pikachu is getting ever more skilled by the minute.
Oh, gorgeous.
We gotta get our paws on that Pikachu and grab it for Team Rocket, no matter what.
But there's more. Just look at that spread.
Here, Togepi, say I. Chase Ben?
Am I hungry?
I've got a frying pan.
Pull it out something to fry. It's little more than a round anvil made out of iron.
High above, a Fero soars. The object around its neck glints in the light. The object is revealed to be a camera. Mewtwo and the mysterious woman watch on a screen as the camera zooms in on Ash and Pikachu.
That's Ash from Pallet Town. And with him are Misty, the Cerulean City Gym Leader, and Brock, the Pewter City Gym Leader. Master, shall we invite these people as well?
Mewtwo gives a tiny nod.
As you wish, Master.
The woman bows and leaves. At the top of a high castle, a Dragonite steps atop a balcony, then jumps, diving into the air. It's carrying a satchel over one shoulder. It speeds over the ocean, bursting through clouds. It flies just over the ocean's surface, sending up sprays of water. Jesse, James, and Meowth notice and look up from their binoculars. As Dragonite flies over, they're thrown into the air. Dragonite soars past the picnic, throwing Ash and friends into the air, too. It stops itself, wings beating, and turns around to approach Ash.
Hey, who are you?
Charizard breathes fire at Dragonite.
Hey, don't do that! Stop!
Ash returns Charizard to its Pokeball.
Charizard never changes.
Oh, well.
Dragonite hands Ash a letter.
This is for me?
Misty and Brock run over to look. Above the letter, a hologram of the mysterious woman appears.
Please forgive the surprise message from a stranger.
She's so beautiful, I can't believe it!
You three have been acknowledged as up-and-coming trainers. As such, you are invited to a party held by my master, the world's greatest Pokémon trainer. The location? Pokémon Palace on New Island. We ask that you RSVP, whether attending or not, by checking the box on the return card. The greatest Pokémon trainer alive invites you. We beg you to accept.
The hologram vanishes.
Whoa, that pretty lady just...
What do you think?
I think we should go. I know we should.
She called us up and coming. I don't think that sounds bad at all.
Pikachu gives the reply card to Misty.
So, you're going to mark the RSVP, yes?
I sure am.
Uh-huh.
Dragonite pats its satchel, then takes to the sky once more. Team Rocket stops it with the frying pan. The reply card falls out of the satchel. Team Rocket gathers to look at it.
Mewtwo's eyes open suddenly. As it looks at the screen, it raises its hand, which begins to glow purple. It turns its hand in a circular motion once, then twice, then again. Dark storm clouds grow over the ominous-looking castle. They grow deeper and darker, blotting out the sun entirely. Mewtwo continues to wave its hand in a circular motion. The seas grow choppy. The sky looks like night, a maelstrom of darkness and thunder. Elsewhere, in clear, calm water, a small Pokémon sleeps in a bubble. It's Mew. Its eyes open slowly as it notices something awry. Mew pops out of the water's surface into a beautiful, peaceful jungle. It soars into the sky. Determined, Mew zooms off into the distance. Mew, too, continues turning its hand, churning the stormy seas outside as the thunder and lightning worsen. The waves get higher and higher. Rain patters on concrete. Pikachu, Ash, Misty, and Brock run across a pier while high waves lap nearby. Inside a busy seaport, Eradicate and a Kingler taunt each other. Lots of trainers sit on benches or mill about idly with their Pokémon while the storm rages. Ash, Misty, Brock, and Pikachu rush inside.
Seaside weather can change in an instant.
A few moments pass, and a discontented crowd grows inside the port.
Huh? What? The ferry's grounded?
So we can't go to New Island?
Officer Jenny addresses the crowd next to a woman in a suit.
Please, quiet everyone. We have the harbor manager right here.
I'm Miranda. If you want to hear the will of the sea, listen to the harbor wingle. But there's no need. Listen to these winds. I've never seen a hurricane like this in my life.
Is it really that bad?
I grew up near this harbor, and I've never experienced a storm like this. And not only that, the storm is directly over New Island, far out to sea. I cannot in good conscience allow you to wander into such obvious danger. I beg you, as one sworn to protect the harbor.
You heard her. The ferry for today is canceled.
Well, I'm going to New Island anyway. My Pokémon are great swimmers. We'll make it to that palace, no problem.
No. I know the sea, and I am telling you no.
She's right. And if one of your Pokémon is wounded, the Pokémon Center here won't be able to help it.
Ash steps forward.
What does that mean?
Nurse Joy from the Pokémon Center. She disappeared a week ago. And with Nurse Joy missing, your Pokémon won't be treated. Look, there's the missing person poster.
So pretty.
Huh? Haven't I seen her somewhere before?
Outside in the storm, a Pidgeot soars past, flapping its wings against the wind. Atop it rides a young male trainer. Pokeball opens in midair, and a Gyarados pops out. It dives into the water, then emerges again, roaring. One of the trainers from the crowded port runs down the dock and hops onto the Gyarados. Other trainers follow suit, attempting to weather the storm themselves with their Pokémon so they can get to the island.
No! Don't! Stop, or I'll have to arrest you!
Officer Jenny and Miranda, the harbor manager, run down the pier, but even more trainers set out into the storm. Some ride their Pokémon underwater, while others hold on to their flying Pokémon. All are bound for the mysterious island they've been summoned to.
No!
I knew we couldn't stop all of them. They're Pokémon trainers. Adventurers. They never would have come here if they'd known they'd be stopped. Here's to their safety.
Miranda and Officer Jenny look out to sea. Across the pier, Ash, Misty, Brock, and Pikachu run to the water, getting soaked by the minute.
The greatest trainer in the world is out there across the sea. We've just gotta get over there!
But Ash, we don't have any Pokémon that can cross such an angry sea!
Yeah, you're right.
Suddenly, a small boat shaped like a Lapras appears. Inside are two people and a Meowth dressed as sailors who look suspiciously like the same Team Rocket members from before. Ash and friends turn to look, confused.
Just grab the wheel, we hail from the churning waves of Cinnabar Strength.
Sit down!
When trouble gives someone a call,
that's when we rush to give it our all.
That four horizons got our name.
We'll never be the same.
Come in? Well, it'll cost ya.
But if ye tell a good tale, we may just take ya anyway.
All right, take us.
Pika, Pika!
You know, that boat sure has great timing.
Fits us to a T. Right in the briny sea. Custom built for free. Right in the briny sea. Fits us to a T. Right in the briny sea.
Waves rock the Lapras boat.
Tell the boat, stay in there for a while, please. Is this boat really safe, bobbing in all these waves?
It's just like taking a bath.
Wet at first, but soon you'll take to it.
Captain, isn't it about time?
Aye, aye. And with one click.
Meowth pushes a red button, and the boat becomes turbocharged. It speeds over the tall waves, throwing the group back and forth like a terrifying roller coaster. The boat goes underwater, and the group holds their breath.
I'm right up here and one behind the ears, but this is not!
It's you three!
Jesse, James, and Meowth have lost their disguises. The boat resurfaces.
Team Rocket!
It was about time for you guys to show up.
Why are you here?
Prepare for trouble! What a thing to say!
Make it double!
The boat rocks atop a huge wave, sending Team Rocket flying. Ash and his friends stay in the boat as it careens into the water. Misty sends out her Staryu as she struggles underwater. She grabs on, and it pulls her to safety. They find Brock.
I don't know!
Another huge wave knocks Misty and Brock underwater. They hang on to Staryu. Beneath them, they see Ash and Pikachu holding on to Squirtle and swimming up to them. They shoot upward, flying between massive waves. Lightning crashes around them. Again, beneath the surface, they dodge sharp underwater rock formations as their Pokémon swim at full speed.
Hey.
Squirtle looks up, then motions to Staryu, indicating a change of direction. They break the surface and finally see it. The ominous island beneath the eye of a swirling dark hurricane. They fall back into the newly calm water, then emerge again.
Do you see that?
Elsewhere, Mew twirls happily in the sky above the clouds. Silhouetted against a gleaming moon, it pauses, noticing something, and flies down through the clouds. Deep within the craggy coves of the Dark Island, Ash and his friends have made it inside. Still clinging to Staryu and Squirtle, they swim up to a rocky platform with a waterfall. A lit stairwell hugs a cliff wall, making a path that leads to darkness. The mysterious woman from the hologram stands on a metal dock, lit by glowing crystals and lamplight.
Thanks a lot, Staryu.
Squirtle, you were great!
Squirtle, Squirtle!
My compliments on your arrival. Present your invitation, if you would, please.
Ash approaches the woman, then hands her his reply card. The hologram reappears.
These three are the recipients of the invitation.
Ah, I knew it! So it was you after all.
What?
You're Nurse Joy from the harbor poster.
Come to think of it, they do look alike.
I don't understand. I have been a servant here at this palace ever since the beginning. Now, if you will follow me, the other invited guests have already arrived.
The woman turns, and the group follows her up the cliffside steps. Under the dock, some uninvited guests emerge from the water, clinging to a wheezing. It's Team Rocket again. Outside, Mew flies down out of the clouds, twirling through the sky, then stops to look at the island with curiosity. It flies over to a steadily rotating windmill at the top of the castle. Mew smiles at it, then begins to play on it, stopping to rest briefly on a blade before falling off. Delighted, Mew pretends to fall off the windmill a second time. Still climbing the cliffside stairs, Ash and friends continue to follow the mysterious woman. They look out to the rest of the cave with awe and trepidation. Finally, they emerge in a large room. A black cell-like pattern traces the floor in all directions. A massive, sinister doorway stands at the far end. They slowly approach. The giant door splits into multiple sections, allowing room to pass. Beyond lies another enormous room, glowing with light, with a dual winding staircase in the middle that resembles a giant strand of DNA. The group, wide-eyed, enters the room. In the center of the room is a long banquet table at which three trainers named Cory, Fergus, and Nisha sit with their Pokémon. More Pokémon stand at the sides of the room. A stained glass window adorns the back wall.
These are the other guests I was telling you about.
Wait, just three of them?
But there were so many more on the ferry landing.
If a trainer couldn't make it here through the storm, then they wouldn't have been invited.
Are you saying that the storm was a test?
Please release your Pokémon from their Pokéballs and take a seat. The six of you who have gathered, you are all chosen trainers.
Behind Ash and friends, the door seals shut, locking everyone within the large room. Outside, Team Rocket watches as the door closes. They've climbed up the cliffside.
Okay, how do we get into the palace, eh?
Our only choice is to go in through the exit.
But I don't see one.
Down there.
Jesse points to a large pipe.
Huh? Hasua! Sewers are not my habitat!
They are now! There's no other way, so toughen up!
Mew floats playfully behind them. Jesse turns, but sees nothing.
Nothing. Let's go.
Team Rocket sidles toward the sewer. Mew giggles. Ash's Pokémon run with glee to the banquet table. Ash, Misty, and Brock follow.
So you made it here too.
So did you. But how?
We simply took to the skies. A little hurricane means nothing to Pidgeot, does it? Everyone, say hello.
Flash!
I just rode over here on Gyarados' back.
Isn't Gyarados known as the atrocious Pokemon?
Uh-huh.
The enormous Gyarados bursts out of a pool, startling Misty.
I'm here with this one. And those over there.
Just lovely. Blastoise, Dewgong, Vileplume, Ninetales, Rapidash, and your Wigglytuff, too. And yet, nothing can compare to their lovely trainer, your boundless beauty. My queen, my lady, once this storm passes, let's gaze upon sun-drenched seas and eat my famous jelly donuts made with love.
Misty grabs Brock's ear.
If you're gonna eat, you're better off eating alone.
She drags him back to the group. Suddenly, the lights go out. Ash looks around, confused. At the top of the winding staircase, a beam of light appears. The trainers and Pokémon stare in surprise.
Huh?
Thank you all. I'd now like to present the world's strongest Pokémon trainer, who will now join you.
Blastoise.
Misty, uneasy, picks up Togepi. Mewtwo floats down in the beam of light. The other Pokémon brace themselves.
What is that? Pig?
Inside the castle, James shines a flashlight as Team Rocket walks through the damp tunnel. Mew sneaks up behind them, floating in the air. Meowth notices something, but Mew playfully dodges his gaze. Meowth turns around, but Mew teleports away just in time.
Meowth!
He hurries to catch up with Jesse and James. They continue down the dark tunnel. Soon they find a ladder leading to a hole in the ceiling. They exchange mischievous glances and smile. Meanwhile, Mewtwo descends in the beam of light. The chandelier above turns back on, and Mewtwo sets foot on the ground. It faces the trainers, who stand up watching.
So, my master is not only the strongest Pokémon trainer, but also the strongest Pokémon in existence, Mewtwo.
Mewtwo?
Big.
A Pokémon can't be a Pokémon trainer? No way!
Are you sure?
What's that voice?
It's telepathy.
I am the one who chooses my own rules.
If this is a bad joke, I'm going home!
Mewtwo raises a hand. Fergus, the angry trainer, is suddenly overtaken by blue light and struggles to move. Using telekinesis, Mewtwo immobilizes Fergus and raises him into the air. The other trainers look on in shock. Mewtwo flings Fergus through the air and into the pool below. The other trainers turn back to Mewtwo, now angry. Fergus crawls out of the pond, seething.
Get it, Gyarados!
Gyarados begins to charge.
Uh, Gyarados, use Hyper Beam!
Gyarados amasses a sphere of bright energy in its jaws, then shoots a Hyper Beam at Mewtwo. Mewtwo raises its hand, stopping the beam with little effort. The beam reflects back and hits Gyarados. Gyarados collapses, surrounded by smoke.
Gyarados!
That was trivial. I have no more use for you.
The mysterious woman, no longer controlled by Mewtwo, closes her eyes and stumbles, then falls. Brock runs to catch her. She is actually Nurse Joy from the missing poster. She looks around, confused.
I knew it, Nurse Joy!
Where am I? What am I doing here?
I brought you here from the Pokémon Center to look after me. It is convenient to have an expert well-versed in the physiology of a Pokémon's body. You were quite useful. I suppose you remember nothing, correct?
What did you say?
With my power, it is easy to control something as simple as the human brain.
That's just awful!
Ash steps forward. Elsewhere, a floor tile opens, and James pops out. Team Rocket crawls up through the floor into a different tunnel. They walk for some time, then come across a massive door that opens automatically, surprising them. Jesse, James, and Meowth step into the room. It glows an eerie green. Mysterious tubes filled with bubbling liquid stretch to the ceiling.
What kind of place is this?
It doesn't look like a treasure vault.
Inside the tubes, Pokémon are sleeping. A Charizard, a Venusaur, and a Blastoise, among others.
How cute can you get?
You think that's cute?
Jesse wanders the room and absent-mindedly rests her hand on a control panel. It begins to flash and beep. A holographic screen appears, showing strands of DNA, medical monitors, and a video of researchers at work.
Our research has produced a device that can make clones of Pokémon. With this, we found great success.
Robotic arms reach from behind and grab Meowth.
What's going on?
They plop him onto a conveyor belt.
Wait, stop that thing!
Jesse and James flail and try to grab Meowth from the conveyor belt. Suddenly, a robotic pincer grabs a tuft of fur from Meowth's tail, just as Jesse and James pull him back into the room.
Look what you did to my precious fur!
The screen shows Meowth's fur being analyzed.
If we can study a Pokémon's tissue, we can make a clone of that Pokémon.
Who's that Pokémon?
It's Meowth!
A sleeping Meowth clone slides down into one of the tubes.
Whoa!
Meowth?
But I'm Meowth!
And this is...
a Meowth clone?
Holy!
Mew appears above Team Rocket, watching with curiosity.
However, one clone I made was different from the rest. From the mythical Pokémon Mew, found deep in the jungle. We discovered the tiniest of fossils. And from that, I was able to bring forth Mewtwo, creating the most powerful Pokémon in the world. That was our dream. However...
then this...
is a lab for creating Pokémon clones?
Wait! Why isn't there anybody here?
Maybe it's their day off.
If that's true, they must need it.
Mew flies behind Team Rocket, then teleports again. Meowth turns, suspicious.
Man.
At one point, I thought I'd work alongside humans, but I was disappointed. Humans are a dangerous species, inferior even to Pokémon. If cruel, weak humans are allowed to govern the planet, the world is headed for ruin.
Then who will rule the world? I suppose a Pokémon like you?
Pokémon are unfit as well. After all, they allowed humans to rule in the first place. For some Pokémon, the purpose of their lives is to serve humans.
Pikachu approaches Mewtwo angrily.
What's this? You say you do not serve this human? That you are with him because you like this trainer? You are as pathetic as the rest.
Mewtwo's eyes glow, and Pikachu is thrown across the room. Ash leaps to save him. They fall together on the hard floor.
Pikachu!
Pikachu!
Weak Pokémon nestle under a human's wing.
Ash! Are you all right?
Yeah. How dare you do that to Pikachu?
No matter the Pokémon, there shouldn't be any Pokémon that can't be caught. Go! Rhyhorn, I choose you!
Corey's Rhyhorn charges Mewtwo. Mewtwo suspends it in midair with the wave of a hand, easily tossing it across the hall. It crashes into the banquet table.
Rhyhorn!
Run a little turf.
A waste of time. Since my creation, I've been far stronger than any Pokémon alive.
You sure? You never know until you try.
You want to try?
Mewtwo's eyes glow purple again. Back in the room with Team Rocket, the Pokémon clones stir. They glow and start to awaken.
I'm not liking this at all.
Sliding out of its tube, a fully formed Blastoise flexes the cannons that emerge from its shell. The Venusaur and Charizard awaken in turn. They all have a strange striped pattern on their skin. They march out of the room. Mew flies in front of Team Rocket, observing the unusual parade. Team Rocket is shocked. Mew follows the clones as they leave.
What was that?
It's me.
It said Mew?
The three clones rise through the floor in front of Mewtwo.
Humans aspiring to become Pokémon trainers, first choose from three Pokémon anyone can get. Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and Charmander. These before you are their evolved forms. They are my copies.
Copies?
The room darkens. The humans and their Pokémon look around in confusion as the room opens up to reveal an enormous Pokémon battle arena. Floodlights shine on the ground like in a sports stadium.
A battle arena!
Are we being challenged to a battle?
I choose to battle with Brutus the Venusaur!
Venusaur!
And my partner, I choose Shell Shocker!
Blastoise!
Me too! Charizard, I choose you!
Ash's Charizard emerges from its Pokeball and gives a lazy yawn. It looks around, locks eyes with Mewtwo, and becomes irate, sending out a colossal flamethrower attack.
Charizard! I didn't say start!
As the fire envelops Mewtwo, it summons a funnel of water from the pool in front of it, extinguishing the flames.
Your Charizard is poorly trained.
Charizard huffs, offended. Ash seethes. The ominous castle tower looms over the battlefield far below. Corey and his Venusaur, Brutroot, ready themselves against Mewtwo and the cloned Pokémon.
Which of you will oppose me first?
I underestimated you once, but that won't happen again!
Brutroot roars. And Mewtwo's Venusaur clone steps forward. They square off, readying for a fight. Tension is high on the battlefield as the other trainers and Pokémon wait to see what happens.
Go, Brutroot!
Brute! Use Razor Leaf!
Glowing leaves fly from Brute Root's back.
Use Vine Whip.
The clone sends out two vines that quickly eliminate the Razor Leaf attack, then reach out and grab Brute Root, lifting it high in the air. Corey stares in horror as Brute Root is thrown to the ground. Slowly, it recovers, ready for more.
Use Energy Ball!
Brute Root shoots a glowing green ball at the clone. The ball explodes in a cloud of smoke. The smoke clears. The clone is unfazed.
Use Leaf Storm.
The clone shoots out a vortex of leaves at Brute Root. The leaves pick up Brute Root and slam it into the back wall of the arena. Brute Root falls, struggles, then collapses.
Brute Root!
Corey runs to his Pokémon's side.
Are you okay?
I'm battling you now! Go, Shell Shocker! Use Skull Bash!
Nisha's Blastoise charges.
Use Skull Bash!
Blastoise!
The Blastoise clone follows suit. They clash in the middle. And Shell Shocker gets thrown back.
Shell Shocker, use Hydro Pump!
Shell Shocker shoots water from its cannons. The clone tucks into its shell and spins, knocking Shell Shocker into the back wall. It staggers, then collapses.
Shell Shocker!
Ash, be careful! Their moves are really strong!
Yeah, I know. But don't worry. None of those attacks can hurt you as long as they don't hit you.
Ash and his Charizard approach with confident smiles. Ash nods to Charizard. Mewtwo's Charizard clone steps forward with the same confidence, huffing out a small flame.
Hey, Charizard! Win it with speed!
Ash's Charizard takes to the air, its massive wings flapping in the sky. It hurls a flamethrower attack. The Charizard clone dodges. Mewtwo looks on, unperturbed. Soaring higher into the night sky, the two Charizard fight one another with unmatched ferocity. Flamethrower attacks roar back and forth, and swift kicks are dealt. Suddenly, the clone's tail hits Charizard in the face hard.
How are you going to win it with speed?
They're too fast.
Charizard falls through the air, but it recovers, shaking off the attack. The two Charizard keep circling and attacking one another, flying higher and higher in the darkness. Hundreds and hundreds of feet above the arena, above the clouds, the fight continues. Ash's Charizard is unable to catch the speeding clone, and it becomes increasingly frustrated. Suddenly, the clone grabs Charizard from behind. It pulls it up, then begins to descend, down toward the ground, faster and faster.
Charizard!
Use Seismic Toss.
The clone uses Seismic Toss, and Charizard hits the arena floor. Dust flies everywhere. Charizard stands and roars, looks around weakly. And finally, it collapses.
Charizard!
Ash and Pikachu run onto the battlefield to their fallen friend.
It seems you lack both speed and power.
Mewtwo summons three dark-colored Pokeballs with a strange appearance. They fly across the arena. One stops above Ash's Charizard, then captures it. The trainers leap at the dark Pokeballs, but they're too late. Shell Shocker, then Brute Root are both captured.
Shell Shocker!
Brute Root!
Are you trying to steal our Pokemon?
Steal? No. I am only making more useful, stronger clones from these Pokemon of which you are so proud.
Making clones?
Stop! You can't do that!
Do not attempt to defy me!
With glowing eyes, Mewtwo sends Ash hurtling through the air, knocking him into Brock.
I make my own rules.
Run! Everybody!
Mewtwo sends more of its Pokeballs at the group, but Pikachu stands in the way. It shocks and disables the Pokeballs, while the rest of the group flees. Some of Mewtwo's Pokeballs remain, following the group. One captures Gyarados, then the rest of Fergus's Pokemon.
Gyarados! Sheikra!
Cory and Nisha's Pokemon frantically try to defend themselves, but eventually each one is captured. Nisha starts swatting at the balls with her hands, desperate to save her Wigglytuff, but it's too late. Ash's Squirtle and Bulbasaur keep the balls at bay with various attacks. Pikachu dodges expertly. Pidgeot soars through the air, winding its way through the halls, but it's captured. The balls containing captured Pokemon fly into a tunnel.
We just gotta get them into their Pokeballs!
A waste of time.
Bulbasaur, Squirtle, return!
Mewtwo's Pokeballs capture them instead.
That's not possible.
Anything is possible with the Pokeballs I make.
Be very quiet in there.
Misty hides Togepi in her backpack. She and her Psyduck hide behind a pillar. One of Mewtwo's Pokeballs locates Psyduck and captures it. Brock, his Vulpix, and Nurse Joy run for the door. It doesn't budge. Behind them, one of Mewtwo's Pokeballs flies up. Brock swats one away, but another captures Vulpix.
Vulpix! No!
A swarm of balls chase Pikachu. Just before they capture it, Ash jumps in front of them, shielding his friend.
Pikachu! Run away!
Pikachu nods and turns to flee. Ash tries his best to swat the balls away. More and more balls chase after Pikachu, who runs up the spiral staircase. It disables some of them with Thunderbolt, but more appear.
Don't let them get you! Pikachu!
Ash chases after Pikachu. Pikachu runs, then uses Thunderbolt over and over, trying to escape. Suddenly, Ash trips, falling down several stairs until he hangs by one hand, dangling off the ledge. He crawls back to safety. Pikachu continues running higher and higher up the stairs, shocking more of Mewtwo's Pokeballs, but is becoming exhausted. The balls fly at it, one after another, until Pikachu loses its balance and falls off the stairs.
Pikachu!
Ash leaps off the stairs to save Pikachu. As Pikachu falls, one of Mewtwo's Pokeballs captures it. Ash grabs the ball and falls into a pool. Underwater, he struggles with the ball, but it gets away. Ash climbs out of the pool. The ball soars down a tunnel that's sinking into the floor. At the last second, Ash slides into the tunnel.
Pikachu!
All of Mewtwo's Pokeballs rest on a conveyor belt heading into the cloning machine. Team Rocket watches. They turn their attention to the screen and watch as each Pokemon is cloned.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Scyther!
It's Dewgong!
It's Vileplume!
More clones slide down into tubes of green liquid.
Sandslash.
Nidoqueen, Vaporeon. And then, of course, this one's Meowth.
Something yelps in the conveyor belt tunnel. Team Rocket turns. Ow. Ash emerges.
It's the twerp!
Team Rocket!
Ash stands, losing his balance on the moving belt.
I don't have time for your dumb motto today!
He leaps for the ball containing Pikachu. Robotic arms struggle against him.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Pikachu!
More and more robotic arms grab hold of Ash. He fights them, kicking and biting. Eventually, several snap off, buzzing with electricity. The entire cloning machine begins to short circuit. Ash slowly, painfully drags his way out of the machine, holding the ball containing Pikachu. He falls onto the floor. Pikachu pops out of the ball and shakes its head.
Pikachu!
He got me!
They hug. More Pokemon clones slide into tubes. Team Rocket looks on.
Look at all the copies!
One by one, each clone is released from its tube. The Meowth clone emerges, yawns, and stretches lazily. It walks on four legs.
There's no stopping them.
Send in the clones.
Those are clones?
Pika?
The clones march for the door as the cloning machine short circuits and explodes. Mewtwo's Pokeballs release the captive Pokemon.
The originals too?
As it emerges, Fergus's tentacruel hugs Team Rocket, startling them. Squirtle emerges from a Pokeball and looks around.
Squirtle!
It runs and embraces Ash. Another Pokeball drops and releases Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur hugs Ash. Another ball releases Charizard nearby. Still angry, it breathes out a huge flame. Ash is happy to have his team back, but he remembers the unfinished business at hand. Back in the main arena, tensions are high on the battlefield. Mewtwo stands proudly with its first three clones. They square off against the humans, who wait anxiously, unsure of what will happen next. They cluster together in fear.
Humans, I have no desire to cause you harm. Simply go home, now.
The great door opens behind them. The humans see the raging storm beyond the island.
That is, if you can make it home through the storm.
In the long hallway behind Mewtwo, an explosion occurs. Mewtwo turns to look.
What was that?
From the smoke and dust, figures emerge. It's the clones. Nidoqueen, Vaporeon, Scyther, Sandslash, Gyarados, Vileplume, and numerous others all marching together to assemble behind Mewtwo. The humans stand in shock. But something else starts to emerge from the smoke. A shadow of a boy. Ash Ketchum.
You can't do this. I won't let you.
His expression is determined and brave.
It's Ash!
All right!
All the freed original Pokemon walk proudly behind him. Charizard sends a mighty, fiery roar into the sky. Mewtwo furrows its brow. Misty Psyduck stumbles over a rock as it marches.
It's Psyduck!
Vulpix!
The large group makes its way to the battlefield across from Mewtwo and the Pokémon clones. Mewtwo faces the group, unmoving. Pikachu and the others take a stand, ready to fight.
You set them free.
That's right. I had to. I'll protect all my friends.
Ash charges Mewtwo with a raised fist and is immediately blocked. He tries again. Mewtwo stops him in his tracks with its psychic powers.
Stop it now!
Mewtwo flings Ash up into the air, and just as he's about to slam into a tower, a giant pink bubble catches him.
What is this?
Mew, full of curiosity, flies up to Ash, then pops the bubble. Ash lands on a platform below. Mew picks up his fallen hat and places it back on his head. Ash smiles at Mew.
Is that
a Pokémon?
Mew.
Mew creates another giant bubble in midair and begins to bounce on it playfully. But a ball of energy speeds through, popping it. Mew regains its balance and looks to see what happened. Mewtwo readies another attack. It attacks with Shadow Ball. Mew dodges. Mewtwo attacks again. Mew dodges again. And again. Mew flies over to the battlefield, amused.
I've read about that one.
Right. It's the mythical Pokémon.
Mew, said to be the only one of its kind, and the strongest Pokémon alive.
Mew?
So it does exist.
Yes.
However, I am the strongest Pokémon. I may have been made from part of you, but now I will prove that Mewtwo is better than the original. Superior to Mew!
Mew and Mewtwo.
Then Mewtwo was made from Mew.
Pick Squirtle.
This world is too small for two of us!
Mewtwo soars up at Mew, attacking. Mew dodges and flies away.
Why do you flee from me? Are you afraid to find out which of us is greater?
Mew continues flying over and through rock formations and castle towers, dodging this way and that as Mewtwo keeps attacking with Shadow Ball. Just as Mew thinks it has escaped, it's surprised to see Mewtwo in front of it, readying for another attack. A Shadow Ball attack hits Mew. Mew is flung back into the clouds as the others look on in worry. Suddenly, a tiny ball of light appears. The attack has rebounded and hits Mewtwo. Mew emerges from the clouds unharmed.
So, you do have some fighting. But I have no time for games. Destiny is at hand. Who will rule? My super Pokémon or your pathetic group of inferior Pokémon? We were created with powers far stronger than the originals.
It's talking truth.
Translation?
Mew says it don't prove anything by showing off a lot of fancy moves. A Pokémon's real strength comes from the heart.
A Pokémon's real strength, you say?
Mewtwo attacks again. Mew dodges, and the Shadow Ball attack hits the tower where Ash is standing. He runs and grabs a ledge.
Very well. My clones don't need moves to prove their worth. Now we shall see who triumphs!
Ash pulls himself onto the ledge. He crawls forward until he can see the arena below. A distressing sight. The original Pokémon and cloned Pokémon are fighting each other, equally matched. Blastoise versus Blastoise. Charizard versus Charizard, and so on. The fighting is terrible. Two Pidgeoffs square off furiously in the air, a flurry of talons and biting beaks. Behind them, Ash runs along the tower's edge. Mewtwo and Mew continue their own battle, circling, then attacking each other again and again. Two Psyduck try to battle, but they mostly just seem confused. Two Seedra fight. Two Dugong wrestle. Ash's Pikachu is nearby, worried and confused. Pikachu wanders the battlefield, unsure, then sees it, the cloned Pikachu. It crackles with electricity, making Ash's Pikachu nervous. Mew and Mewtwo carry on with their equally matched mid-air attacks. Ash leaps from tower to tower, trying to find a way down. Pikachu runs away from its clone, unwilling to fight. The clone headbutts Pikachu, sending it reeling. It headbutts Pikachu again. In a slow-motion montage, Pikachu gets launched through the air. Charizard's clone bites Charizard in the neck. Blastoise? Nidoqueen? Scyther and Venusaur wrestle their counterparts to the ground. The battle rages on. Everyone is hurt. Nobody is winning.
This fighting. They're either originals or copies, but they're all alive. This is wrong.
Even if they're copies, they're all living in the same world.
Originals and copies. They're all living creatures. Does winning or losing really matter?
We tell others to prepare for trouble, but I'm not prepared for this.
It troubles my heart to see them all this way.
It seems like they're only hurting themselves.
It's like seeing your old self
battling with your present self.
A blast off bad dream!
Meowth's clone finally saunters up to him. It startles Meowth. Both bare their claws. But they look down at their claws.
I'll bet these claws hurt.
And have a seat instead. The clone begins grooming itself. They both look up at the sky.
You've got a lot of noise being here, you know. The rest are duking it out. Meow. 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 Eh? You're telling me I've got even more noise just because I'm not duking it out? Meow. Meow. Oh, so you think my claws would hurt a lot, too? Meow. Well, your claws would hurt a lot more, you know. You want to know if tonight's going to be a full moon? Yep, I think tonight is going to be a full moon filled to the top. Yeah. Wow, thinking of the moon at a time like this. You know, Pally, you've got class.
Mewtwo and Mew, now above the clouds, attack each other repeatedly. Mew zooms off toward the arena, and Mewtwo follows. Ash's Pikachu falls to the ground, weakened. The Pikachu clone runs after it, challenging it to fight back.
Pikachu!
Pikachu shakes its head. It doesn't want to fight. The clone attacks again.
Pikachu!
Ash keeps trying to find a way to get down to the arena floor. He loses his grip and tumbles down onto the stone steps below. He winces with pain, but gets up, determined and angry. Pikachu's clone, Weary, challenges Pikachu. Pikachu refuses. The clone throws a weak slap, striking Pikachu's face. Pikachu helps the clone find its balance. Misty, Brock, and Nurse Joy run up to Ash.
Ash!
Ash! I've got to stop this!
You can't. Until Mew and Mewtwo stop, the fighting goes on.
High above, Mewtwo and Mew continue to clash over and over.
Living things won't give up their territory to other members of their own species. That means they'll battle until one is defeated. Till only one remains.
That's how living things are. But Mewtwo was created by humans.
And yet, it's a living thing.
They're alive, all right. Both Mew and Mewtwo and Pikachu. And the other Pikachu, too.
The Pikachu clone, exhausted, can barely hold itself up. Pikachu embraces it despite its animosity. Mew and Mewtwo, in their dance of attacks, descend to the battleground. The shockwave from their last hit blows everyone else back. The arena lights go out, plunging everyone into darkness. Mew glows with pink power. Mewtwo glows blue. They both charge up and unleash another powerful attack. Ash gets up and looks around. Everywhere around the room, Pokémon and their clones have collapsed to the ground. They no longer fight one another. They are exactly the same. Pikachu weakly approaches its clone to see if it's okay. Ash sees Mew and Mewtwo both begin charging up another attack, so he makes a quick decision.
Will you guys stop?
He runs onto the battlefield. Mew and Mewtwo unleash their attacks at the same time as Ash runs into the center of the arena. The attacks hit him full on in a massive explosion. His body appears suspended in gray smoke.
What's going on?
What happened?
Because...
Where Ash once stood, a bright light now fades. His body falls to the ground.
Foolishness. A human would actually attempt to stop our battle.
Mew looks on with curiosity. Pikachu runs to Ash, but Ash's body stops glowing and slowly turns into stone. The last tiny rays of light fade away. Pikachu shakes Ash's body, trying to get him to move. The other Pokémon and trainers look on in sadness.
Oh no, Ash!
Pikachu shocks Ash over and over, desperate to wake its friend. Ash remains still. Pikachu's eyes fill with tears. Its teardrops begin to fall to the ground. The other Pokémon and their clones continue to watch. Their eyes now fill with tears as well. They all start to cry along with Pikachu. The teardrops glow. Slowly, ever so slowly, the tears of the distressed Pokémon float away, gathering around Ash. These tiny dots of light seem to become absorbed into Ash's stone body. Pikachu notices and looks around, confused. The glowing teardrops gather like thousands of tiny stars swirling around Ash. His stone body begins to glow as the teardrops fall toward him. Mew looks around, entranced by this sea of stars. Even Mewtwo says nothing. The light completes its journey and absorbs into Ash's stone frame. Suddenly, he glows brighter. The others look on, hopeful. Pikachu sheds a few final tears for its friend. They land on Ash. A light shines through the clouds above. The arena is bathed in daylight. Ash's body is transformed back to normal. Finally, he stirs. He sits up and opens his eyes. Pikachu leaps onto him.
Pikachu!
The Pokémon, both originals and clones, smile at one another in relief and happiness. Ash and Pikachu hug each other tightly. Mewtwo and Mew look on from far above.
It is true that both you and I are living beings, Pokémon. I see now that the circumstances of one's birth are irrelevant. It is what you do with the gift of life that determines who you are.
Mewtwo and Mew fade into a soft golden glow. Each of the Pokémon clones begins to float, glowing with the same golden aura. They bid farewell to their counterparts as they fly up toward Mewtwo and Mew. The sky fills with the golden auras of the clones, joining Mewtwo and Mew in the sky. The trainers and their Pokémon watch as the clones depart. The Pikachu clone turns around to give a final wave, then flies away.
Mewtwo, where will you go?
Where my heart can learn what yours knows so well. What transpired here I will always remember, but perhaps for you, these events are best forgotten.
The clones glide higher into the sunlit sky, sparkling and waving goodbye to their counterparts on the ground. Suddenly, a tiny ball of light glistens beneath Ash's feet. It expands, and a wave of energy resembling blue water envelops the arena. At the seaport from before, the hurricane rages on. Waves lap at the harbor.
Please, quiet everyone! No boats will leave the harbor.
This hurricane is stronger than any seen here before. You must evacuate.
Aw, why right now?
Please remain calm, and I'll do my best to help. The Pokémon Center will function as a shelter, open to anyone. Come with me if you wish to use it.
Nurse Joy has resumed her post at the Pokémon Center. The crowd follows her. Ash, Misty, Brock, and Pikachu watch as she passes.
Nurse Joy, Officer Jenny, Miranda too! The rainwater hardly blurs their radiant beauty!
Huh? Why are we here in the first place? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, since we're already here, who cares?
Yeah, right!
Pika! Pika?
Outside, the storm is past. Ash and friends run out on the pier and are greeted with a beautiful view. Calm waves and gentle sunbeams span for miles.
Like it never happened.
No hurricane.
It disappeared.
The ships can sail first thing tomorrow.
Right.
The friends smile at the gorgeous view. Far away, Mew zips in looping patterns through the clouds.
What's that?
What's what?
Mew flies into the cloud cover.
You see that? Just up there.
I didn't see anything at all.
Nothing but clouds.
On the day I set out and decided to become a Pokémon master, I saw a really rare Pokémon, just like I did now.
Well, then maybe you'll see that one again sometime.
Huh?
That really rare Pokémon.
One day for sure.
We got you!
The world of Pokémon, full of mysteries and legends, and the stories of those who dream of becoming Pokémon trainers, as well as the amazing Pokémon who live, work, and battle by their sides. As the journey continues, for a long time to come.
Meanwhile, on an island far out at sea...
Beautiful! Everything clean and natural!
Pristine, untouched!
Now that's a big change!
And it sure does feel good! It's about time!
Thank you.
Out of the clouds, Mewtwo soars, followed by the glowing Pokémon clones. Mewtwo looks back toward them. They speed through the air and finally come to their new home, a beautiful forest with towering cliffs and waterfalls.
Red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.